What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, Virginia, thank you for that. And Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com, get the details there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at CakesFlops on the Instagram. Sitting across from me is Jason Bishop.
What's up, Cakes?
What's up there, Ricky? Diagonal to me, John Paul Flame.
Cakesy, that was a fun commute this morning.
Oh, yeah, tons of fun when sheets of rain coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric Pickle to my
right.
Hey,
buddy, good morning.
What a day.
Well, just coming in, I'm not buying anybody breakfast. I know that.
Why were you going to buy us breakfast?
Well, yesterday, toward the end of the show, I said I would buy everybody breakfast if the Caps beat the Hurricanes, and if the Wizards somehow secured the top pick in the NBA draft lottery, which went down last night. And just the cherry on top, the Nats get walked off in Atlanta. So it wasn't
a good night.
It was just a DC triple dip of misery last night is what that was.
I was watching JP Finley on NBC4 Sports yesterday, and he was at the arena down in Raleigh. And talking about how things could really change, and obviously because of Jaden Daniels and the Commanders' success with Dan Quinn and new ownership. And he said, you know what? If the Caps can win tonight and then we can get the number one pick in the lottery,
right?
Things are changing in Washington, D.C. sports. Luck history. And obviously that did not happen.
I mean, look, if, say, the Charlotte Hornets or even the Philadelphia 76ers had landed the top pick, or the Pelicans, who had, what do they have, a 12.5% chance
or
of the number one?
How about the Jazz?
Yeah, the Jazz, who had an equal chance of the Wizards. Yeah. If any of them had landed the top pick,
then that's
It would be palatable.
Yeah.
But for the stupid Dallas Mavericks, who had less than a 2% chance to somehow weasel their way to the top pick, and don't get me started on San Antonio. They're always picking either 1, 2, or 3. How does this keep happening?
The Mavericks
change their logo to a horseshoe.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close to it already.
The Mavericks had 21 more wins than the Wizards. They had 21 more wins than the Hornets. They had, hold on. I'm sorry. 22 more wins than the Jazz. All right. They were in the technically in the playoffs.
Right.
Because they were in the play-in.
Yeah.
And they get the number one pick.
Let me just say I'm not surprised that the Wizards fell the maximum number of spots that they were allowed to fall.
I know. You should have bet me. You should have bet me yesterday, Flame.
You should have bet him.
I got confused on that bet. It's interesting. I put up a poll on my Twitter, but I now just put it up at Junks Radio, our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local stores. Local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's basically a what feels worse. What stung more? It's a terrible night for DC sports. Mm-hmm. What stung more? The Wizards dropping to 6th in the NBA draft? Or the Capitals losing to fall behind 3-1 on the Canes? Essentially a death knell for the Washington Capitals.
I mean, I think the Caps losing actually stings more, even though I wanted the Wiz to get that one pick pretty badly. I mean, I just knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
This is the one where you felt like you at least had a 50-50 shot, maybe.
It's one thing if you don't get the number one pick, because you do have an overwhelming chance of not getting it.
Right.
Right.
But get the two or the three.
Just let us pick in the top four. I mean, we had a 52.1% chance of landing a top four pick.
Not the team that actually went to the playoffs. And there was all of this discussion and this controversy over Nico Harrison making the trade to the Lakers with Luka. So now you essentially trade Luka for Cooper Flagg.
So what's worse?
How is that fair?
What's worse in your opinion?
Caps.
Well, me the Caps. Although I didn't have, we talked about it yesterday. I didn't have a good feeling about the Caps.
The Caps is worse because the Wizards, you kind of expect
Wizards,
them to
we
have
knew
bad,
they weren't going to get it.
Bad lottery luck.
Yeah, 86% to not get it.
Not to mention the uncertainty of the draft. Like, even if you get the number two pick, it's not a slam dunk.
Yeah,
winning a game in the series is a slam dunk.
Right.
I mean, even though Cooper Flagg would be exciting, he's not really a slam dunk.
Yeah, you don't know how he's going to pan out.
I found more online anger regarding the Wizards. A lot more.
You mean the fact
I think with the Capitals, and this is how I feel, it's more a sense of resignation. Mm-hmm. And it's a sense of, we've been here before, but for the Stanley Cup championship run, this is kind of what they used to do. They used to win a round and then lose in the second mm-hmm. round and not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I know,
it feels like a been there, done that. Yeah, it's still disappointing.
Think about how excited Caps fans were before the playoffs started.
Yeah,
I
was pumped.
It wasn't.
I was ready for a long run.
It wasn't. Oh, you know what? We might win the first round, but right. We won't get past the second round. People weren't saying that.
No,
people thought this is a legit chance to win the cup because of the regular season.
And I think that was fair. I thought that was true. But then once they drew Carolina and you saw them in that first game, then you understand why they were favored in this matchup.
Yes.
It's just a bad matchup. Yeah. You said it from the beginning.
Yeah, you called it.
It's a bad matchup.
And look, the Carolina deserved to win, but again, Caps had early opportunities. Like, Mikey gets a mini breakaway early. Protas rings the post in, I think, a minute and 10 seconds in. And just, they just can't, they can't get it home. Aside from, you know, 5-on-3 power play.
Right.
I mean,
they had a 4-minute power play. They got one shot. That was an
the
atrocity.
Worst power yes. play displays I've ever seen in
it
my life.
It looked like the other team had more skaters on the ice than the Capitals.
It's terribly vexing.
Well, the first goal of the game, Carolina scoring, was essentially a shorthanded goal.
Right.
Because the fifth player was skating off the ice, mm-hmm. and they had 4 against Caps 5.
Yeah.
And scored.
I mean, the only way the Caps were going to compete against this team was if it was 5-on-3. That was the only time they looked good, when Ovi scored in the 5-on-3. But I'm telling you, there's more anger regarding what happened in the draft lottery. I don't buy into rigged, because why would they hook up Dallas? Why not hook up the Philadelphia 76ers?
Here's
the only thing I'll say.
Here's why they would hook up Dallas. And this is the tinfoil hat portion of the show. Because Nico Harrison's been getting dragged so bad after.
Well, why would they care?
I don't know. Maybe they want Dallas to be a relevant market.
The only conspiracy theory that I would kind of buy into, but I don't, is that there was a rumor that the new owners, remember, Mark Cuban is now just a minority owner. Mm-hmm. I think it's the Dumonts, or Dumont owns the team. he's a Vegas guy and that they would want to move Dallas to Vegas. And
right.
if you give him another star, the likelihood is fans are going to be interested in the team and they're not going to be able to move. The only thing I'll say is I looked up number one picks.
Yeah.
Before the draft yesterday.
It's not a shoe-in.
Can you just give me a buzz
sure.
or a ding? Ding if they've led their team to a championship.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Which is the ultimate goal. These are the number one picks. Now, it's not necessarily fair for the new guys, mm-hmm. but all right. Zachary Risache.
All right, well.
Victor Wembanyama. Paolo Banchero. Cade Cunningham. Anthony Edwards. Now, Anthony Edwards, they're up 3-1. They beat Golden State last night. He's got a shot. Zion Williamson, DeAndre Ayton, Markel Fultz, Ben Simmons, Karl-Anthony Towns. That's the last 10. Karl-Anthony Towns, they're up 3-1. Knicks surprisingly up on the Celtics.
I'd say four of them are legitimate superstars.
And you could go back even more. I mean, there's guys like Anthony Bennett. Look, you want to have the number one pick, but it doesn't assure you of anything.
It's no guarantee. No. JP,
those are all pretty good players.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want to feel
maybe
like...
Maybe four or five of them.
JP, I don't want to feel like I'm getting boned all the time in the lottery. And that's what Wizards fans feel like. They feel like teams with minuscule chances jump them all the time. And it happened again. The Dallas Mavericks had a less than 2% chance
right.
of hitting that.
The math ain't mathing.
Ping pong balls.
Right? The math ain't mathing, Kate.
They just took the draft lottery portion and made it too extreme. I get it. There was tanking. They needed to come up with a lottery. The top three picks should all have at least a 25% chance. Yeah. Then you can leave everybody else with the remaining 25% if you give 25, 25, 25. But to have the top percentage be 14%, it's ridiculous.
It needs to be reweighted somehow. I don't have the solution, but the guys from Deloitte & Touche or Ernst & Young, they need to go into a room along with some NBA execs and figure out a better system.
Well, because again,
a team that won almost 40 games
right.
should not be able to get the number one pick.
Correct.
They shouldn't.
I mean, it's that simple.
I hate tanking, and I know a lot of people like tanking. The organizations embrace tanking. In my opinion, this just sets them back another year.
Oh, yeah.
This sets them back another year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can land somebody with the sixth pick
sure.
that can be impactful, but in this draft, I don't know. Now
well,
people want them to draft
general.
Derek Queen.
I mean, you're drafting freshmen.
Well, I know this. They're not sending Bob Carrington to the next draft lottery. He's staying home. Because he, as good as he was as a rookie, he's not a good luck charm. He brought them zero luck in Chicago.
It's almost like a wasted season. Although our young guys did all play well, it's great. You know, I think they have some building blocks.
Yeah.
But I mean, it feels like a waste.
Right now, the early lean is more people upset about the Wizards diving in the draft versus the Caps collapse in the playoffs.
Well, when we come back, we will break down some of the post-game audio from Spencer Carberry, the head coach of the Washington Capitals. They're in a 3-1 hole as the series shifts back to Washington, D.C. for Game 5, which is Thursday. Also coming up on the show, Chase Hughes, Wizards reporter for Monumental Sports, is going to join us at 8:40, and we'll talk more Capitals with Alan May, also a Caps analyst for Monumental Sports. He will be on the show coming up at 9:20 here on The Junks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, Call 8-6-6-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
So Carolina now leads the series 3-1 against the Caps as they win 5-2 last night in Raleigh. Just kind of a mind-numbing game to watch, especially after Logan Thompson gives up the softy to Seth Jarvis to make it 2-0. I mean, a puck that was just right in his glove, and then it just squirts out, and then Jarvis puts it home because it's bouncing 1 foot away from the goalpost.
Yeah.
To put Carolina up 2-0. And then Chicky came to the rescue by making it 2-1 in the third. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, we've got some life here. And then like not even 3 minutes later, Taylor Hall's cherry picking by the blue line and somebody just flings a puck literally 60 feet down the ice.
Breakaway.
Hits him right on the tape. He's wide open. That makes it 3-1. And then Ovi gets the 5-on-3 to give you a little ray of hope. And then Rasmus Sandin gets his stick stuck in the boards. There's a breakaway down the other end of the ice. It's 4-2, and it's game over at that point.
The thing that I noticed was just how much faster every player was for Carolina. Mm-hmm. It looked like the Caps were skating in quicksand.
Haven't you felt that the entire series?
Kind of.
Other than the little stretch there where Willie just took over in game
two. You're probably
right.
You're probably right. I really noticed it last night for some reason. Mm-hmm. It just looked so slow, struggling to get the puck into Carolina's zone. And Carolina was just so good at getting to the puck and getting it back into Washington's zone.
I'm no hockey expert. Everybody knows this. I'm an armchair Caps fan. But the fact that during almost every power play for the Caps, they love to just bring the puck up, dump it in, and try to chase it against a quicker team that always gets to the puck first,
right?
And then
they get it out. Yep.
And then I watch Carolina's power play, and it's surgical.
Correct.
They bring the puck up. They actually skate the puck past the blue line and keep possession of the puck.
Correct.
And then they get set up in their power play.
Like, well, it's because they're so much faster.
It's just,
I mean, they're surgical.
A little bit tilting to watch.
Yeah.
All right, let's go break down some of the audio from Spencer Carberry. This is Coach Carb's post game. First, talking about the Caps' lack of execution that helped lead to the 5-2 loss.
Carbs, at this point, how much of this is execution? It just seems like they're executing on more plays, and you guys are maybe making it difficult on yourselves with some of the mistakes and lack of execution.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty accurate. I mean, we're
given ourselves some opportunities. We're just not executing, making the play, whatever you want to call it, and making some mistakes, and they're capitalizing.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he's not happy.
He's not happy.
Pissed.
Also, in the first goal that Gostisbehere scored last night, he's literally just moving the puck back and forth 5, 7, 8 times.
I know.
On his stick, right? Just waiting for the perfect opportunity, and then he rips the shot on goal. Like, that's maddening too. Like, can you please go try to take the puck off his stick? Can you not let him just dangle the puck for 5 seconds?
Well, you heard
waiting for the exact perfect shot.
But you heard what I said earlier about that goal, right? One of the Carolina Hurricanes was skating off of the ice mm-hmm. for a replacement.
Right.
So it was 4 Carolina players against right. 5 Caps.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shorthanded goal.
Basically,
essentially.
Yeah.
Because the other guy, the replacement, whoever it was that came mm-hmm. on for Carolina, he didn't get across the blue line before he scored. So, yeah, I would totally agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, he just had Duhaime just completely in a blender, and Duhaime couldn't get out to make the play. He throws a relatively soft shot on net, and Thompson just can't see it because he's screened by, you know, like 2 players that are out in front of him. All right, here's Coach Carbs talking about the shot discrepancy between the Caps and the Hurricanes.
Coach, we've talked about how the high danger chances have been pretty evenly matched there, but in terms of volume of shots, do you guys need to test Freddie Anderson a little bit more?
Yeah, I don't think that's an overriding theme, but I would agree at certain points we need to do a better job of shooting the puck when we get into some spots, for sure. I don't think it's a massive issue, but there have been times where I've thought through this series is shoot the puck in my head, which I'm sure maybe you have as well. So there's that. And then you got to get your shot through too, right? Like, we get a ton of shots blocked that those are good situations. Like, you got to find a way to get that puck through.
Spencer,
I don't know how you guys feel about home ice advantage. I usually don't feel that way mm-hmm. about hockey. But this has been a home ice advantage, because if you count the regular season,
yeah,
the Carolina Hurricanes outscored the Caps in Carolina 18-5, and they're 4-0.
Yeah, I mean, they won 31 regular season games there,
yeah,
and they haven't dropped a playoff game on home ice yet
right.
to either the Devils or the Caps.
So 4-0 there at home, 18-5 outscoring
them. I'm very worried about Thursday. Because I know all the diehards will be going to the game.
Yeah.
I'm afraid Cap 1's not going to have juice.
Mm.
Because it's just going to, people are going to be.
I think resigned, you're probably right.
Resigned to the fact that the series is over.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel like the team and the players need the energy the most.
Yeah.
I think you'll have a little bit at the beginning.
Maybe
that'll be it.
Maybe the extra day of. Rest helps a little bit, but I just think the better team is winning.
I mean, they got to grab a lead. You know, a couple stats which jump out at you if you were to look at the numbers. They actually won in faceoffs, mm-hmm. which they weren't doing earlier, 38-25. They out-hit Carolina. They had more chances at the power play, 5-3, and they still lost. So, you know, you made some lineup tweaks and stuff like that.
Yeah, Leonard draws back in for Radish last night.
But ultimately, you know, I was resistant to buy into Carolina just being better.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who watches those games that thinks Washington's the better team.
Yeah.
And if you really think about a big picture, yeah, it's great. Washington was the number one seed. But the last couple of months, they did not play great.
Yeah, but you know what?
And we tried to discount it.
Carolina didn't play great down the stretch either.
But somehow they found a way.
Maybe.
With Washington, we tried to discount their slumping that they were focused on Ovi.
Mm, right.
And that they got the record and everything. And then they had one good game, and we tried to buy into, well, that one good game, they turned around. Now, they did win their first round series, but it just looks like Carolina's better.
I don't know who the Carolina Panthers or Hurricanes were losing to down the stretch, but I'm guessing that there are just other teams in the league that match up better against Carolina.
I'm sure that's the case.
In terms of speed.
Yeah.
Because Washington just doesn't.
Yeah, and the whole advantage for Washington is they're a physical, heavy-hitting team, but if you can't catch the other team because they're quicker and they're better at distributing the puck and getting it out of their zone, kind of negates your physicality.
Correct.
And I think you're seeing that in this series so far. It's kind of how it's playing.
I mean,
out.
How hard was it for the Caps players to get the puck on a power play to get the puck into?
It's been that way the whole time.
Borderline impossible.
Been that way the whole time.
The 4-minute power play was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
It was really, really
totally
bad.
Agree.
It was gross to watch.
I mean, you got to score on a 4-minute power play. Yeah.
They dump it in because when they try and take it right up the middle,
they just snatch it.
Again, yeah, it gets poked out.
I don't understand the optimal way to enter the zone for a power play, but. If I had to choose between the way the Hurricanes are doing it or the way the Capitals are doing it, of course I would take the way the Hurricanes are doing it because it looks controlled and methodical. When the Caps do it, they flip the puck in and they hope that they're going to beat Carolina to the puck with their extra man and get the power play set up.
Mm-hmm. They flip
and
it in.
It's not working that way.
They flip it in because they can't get it in the other way, Cakes. They've tried both ways.
I understand.
And I think we talked about this before the series started. Carolina's the best team defensively in power play percentage.
Yeah, their PK is number one during the regular season.
They have basically a wall of four guys that prevents Washington from getting into the zone.
God, and then when they're just all pesky in your grill anyway.
It burns me up inside to say that Carolina's the better team.
Uh-huh.
But
what's the
through
truth?
Four games, they're the better team in the series.
That's the truth.
It pains me as a Caps fan to say that, but it's pretty evident.
Doesn't mean that they'll be better than the next team that they face. But again, I think it's just a bad matchup for the Caps. If the Caps had played somebody else in this round, probably it'd be a different outcome.
Maybe.
Here's the last clip from Coach Carbs. This is him talking about the lack of experience compared to Carolina that could be a factor that's rearing its head in this series.
Again, you guys have a pretty decent start, opportunities, and I wonder what you thought of where the game, that period, it's not the end of end all be all of the game, but you were 4 or 5 chances to clear the puck. I think it was Chychrun and Matt Roy, and they don't get it out, and it seemed like momentum turned right there. Do you agree with that? And was it hard at time to get it back after that?
Yeah, I completely agree with that assessment, and that's exactly where the game changes. And it's just... those are the situations where, and we got a lot of guys that get, you can feel it a little bit of guys that are in this situation for the first time. Like I was looking at it today, is like, this is an experienced group. Like they've been through this for, talking about the Carolina Hurricanes, through most of their guys or their core guys have been through this for 7 years, 80. I think I read today Sebastian Aho was playing in his 83rd playoff game. So there's a learning curve to this and how these games feel and what you need to do and the plays that you need to make. And you just referenced exactly. We looked excellent to start that hockey game. Fast, pucks were going to good spots, execution was spot on. But then you have a shift or two shifts where you fail to exit the zone. You just were not able to get that puck past the blue line. You don't have to make a play. It just has to get past that blue line, and it doesn't. And now look out. And so those are key plays in tight series that we have to learn, and guys have to learn that it just cannot happen when the stakes, when you get to this point in the playoffs with the best 8 teams in the National Hockey League, just can't happen.
Almost sounds like he's resigned to the outcome, too. I mean, I know he was pissed in that first question, but it just sounds like he is.
He's frustrated.
He's trying to wrap his brain around it, too.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do. Mm-hmm. I think Ryan Leonard's fast, and he's going to be a good player. Played him 9 minutes. I can't remember who said it. Maybe it was Cakes. Maybe they should put Ryan Leonard in the top 2 lines.
I didn't say that. That might have been a caller that said that, or somebody that called in, or a guest. I think he's still a little bit too raw to be that high in the lineup. But
I think he's a little too green for that. But look, he's part of their future.
There's no way he's elevating Leonard when he's basically saying our guys are inexperienced.
Right, right.
Well, just that he can inject some life into pretty much a lifeless offense.
Yeah. And the Caps, by the way, 2 for 12 on the power play in the series.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to win you a lot of series when the power play is falling apart.
And one of those conversions is a 5-on-3.
That is true.
I said this yesterday. I just think the overall difference in per player, per skate, is just so much faster, and then that allows them to get more shots. And I know we kind of griped about the shot attempts versus shots on goal. Shot attempts to me are just as important because things can happen, deflections and ricochets, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that Carolina basically has outshot the Caps 2-1,
right,
if not more, 3-1 in some of these games, has been the biggest
and
difference.
Carbs did touch on it, like, even he is thinking sometimes just shoot the puck.
Right.
It seems like sometimes the Caps are looking for that extra fancy pass. You don't need to make the extra fancy pass.
Just shoot it.
Pour it on net. Maybe it hits somebody's skate. Maybe it hit somebody's stick that's out for a deflection.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Anything.
Mm. Well, I could tell you that my 15-year-old, who, you know, she watches the Caps during the playoffs. She watched a little bit during the regular season, but she gets in during the playoffs, you know, makes a point of watching, and she gets emotional about it. And she's like, our puck control's terrible. And every time they dump it in the corner, she just loses her mind.
Right.
Especially when it looks like you could carry it a little further and maybe just probe a little bit.
Yeah.
And we just dump it and then, you know, change lines. And I try to explain it's all organized. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But from a novice's perspective, it's frustrating.
I mean, at some point, you know, the guys have been out there for a minute, minute
you gotta
and a half.
Change, of course.
Yeah, you got to flip the puck up and give them time to make the line change. And
yeah.
But to me, the most maddening thing is just dumping it in for the power play. Like, and I understand that Carolina is setting up their line of defense right at the blue line, making it near impossible for you to cross and set everything up the way you want to. But man, when I see that puck go into the corner, and then I see Carolina zoom to it,
and just chuck it all
harmlessly
back.
Flick it 100 feet down the ice.
Just waste another 30 seconds.
I start tilting my face off. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
And hopefully we, you know, the coaches can draw up something better for game 5,
by the way,
before Thursday.
Didn't we notice that there was at least one, or how many power plays did they have yesterday?
Five.
They had the 5-on-3. There's at least
total.
One of them, if not two of them, where Ovi wasn't out there for the entire power play. In fact, in one of them, he wasn't out there at the beginning of the power play.
Right.
He came in the second half of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's clearly just trying different lineups, anything he can.
Yeah.
Right, to get a spark.
He's doing whatever he can to try to draw this team close to even.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a two-game hole at this point. Game 5 back at Capital One on Thursday. Our Caps Talk brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Don't forget, later in the show, Chase Hughes will join us coming up at 8:40 to talk about the Wizards' tumble down the draft lottery board. That's coming up at 8:40 here on The Junks. So, yes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yesterday, just a terrible day all the way around. Caps get boat raced in Raleigh. Wiz tumble down the lottery board to get the 6th pick when they should have had a top 4 pick at the worst.
Was 6 the worst possible
six
spot?
6 is the worst, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were tied with the best chance to win the lottery, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you guys will be entertained by this. Personal misfortune, money out of my pocket. I get an envelope in the mail. I don't recognize it. In the upper left-hand corner, Delaware Department of Transportation.
I said,
this can only be one thing, yeah. And it's not good.
Correct.
Speeding camera ticket in a work zone.
Ooh, double fine.
I think it's at least a double fine. Like you.
When were you in Delaware?
Traveling to the OB,
when he went
the
to the
OB record breaker game. Okay.
In a work zone. So you were on 95.
Yeah, on 95. Okay. In Delaware, by the way, right. Which, hello, is barely a state. Mm. You're in Delaware for
it's
about
the first state, Cakes.
I understand it's first state. And it's on their license plate. I get it. You're in Delaware for literally 12 minutes until you're on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Not usually because there's traffic.
You're barely there. Not there's not traffic at 6:45 in the morning. And okay. There's
what was
my
your
beef.
Total?
$121. Now it's okay, whatever.
That sucks.
Here's my issue with it though. I'm fine. Look, first of all, it was 67 in a 55. So I landed like right on the right on the threshold number one.
Yeah.
Two, it's a work zone. Okay, fine. And I don't want to speed through a work zone and put people's lives in peril. These guys are working, they have a job to do. I totally get that. There ain't nobody working at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
It should go to a regular speeding ticket if there are no workers present.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing you didn't notice the car sitting on the side of the road?
I don't know if it was a car or sometimes it's like it's hidden behind like a porta potty in the work zone. I clearly didn't notice it.
Yeah.
But look, if there's
not that early in the morning.
100 guys in orange vests.
Wasn't it still dark?
But dark.
Yeah, you're not going to notice
that. Couldn't have been darker.
Yeah.
So
got bunged.
My beef is it should be a $50 ticket, not a $121 ticket. There are no workers present at that point. Mm-hmm. There's nobody there. It's just me going 12 miles over the limit.
Could they justify it by just saying, you know, they have like the Jersey walls and it's a narrower path or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, I sympathize with you. You got boned.
So like, just more misery.
Yeah.
I got a $200 ticket from DC.
Yeah.
Because they said I was in a bus lane.
Okay.
Now, technically, I was in a bus lane, but I was making a right. So the bus lane goes all the way up the right side, right?
Right, right.
But I was making a right at this light.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, you have to wait until there's a sign that says, enter the bus lane here if you're making a right. And
I entered it too early.
I entered it too early.
Well, you know what?
This city blows.
You know, that's money grab.
Yeah, this city sucks. I hate it.
Grabbing money is all they're doing.
I mean, I was probably in the bus lane for a split second before I hit that sign.
Mm-hmm.
This place blows, man. I hate it. I can't wait to never come to the city again. $200.
That's a hefty
one.
Big one. I thought mine was pricey until I heard about your tab over there.
Well, I know this. You're not coming to D.C. to watch Cooper Flagg unless you're watching him in a Dallas Mavericks uniform.
I'm so tilted.
Not doing
not
that.
Gonna happen. I'm not sure if I'm excited to see any of these guys.
I'll be honest. I didn't even look at guys past 4 for mock drafts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who Dawkins is going to select for.
I was the kiss of death. I said yesterday, I said, there's no chance they'll fall out of the top 4.
Yeah, it's your fault.
And you said it.
Guys,
yesterday. You said, "Watch, you're kissing dad. They're gonna be. They're gonna have the sixth pick."
Why didn't I go to? You should have. Why didn't I go to FanDuel? Just put all my money on the Wizards selecting worse than they were forecast to select.
Mm-hmm.
So should have done that.
I put on Twitter last night what was worse: the Caps falling behind 3-1, or the Wizards diving down to number 6 in the NBA draft lottery. And we have that as our poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. I found, at least on social media, there to be a lot more anger about the draft.
I'm surprised.
And the Wizards.
I'm surprised the guy who was announcing the picks didn't say, you know what, we just made a special provision. The Wizards have actually tumbled to the 10th pick. Yeah. We're just going to bone you extra hard and put you 4 more slots lower than you thought you could go.
I think his name was Mark Tatum.
Well, who knows?
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. How did it make you feel watching the Wizards potentially have the number one pick fall to number 6? Here are a couple tweets. Kevin Jones, who used to be in this area covering the Commanders and worked at Channel 9, wrote, "Rock bottom moment." Mike said, "Year 47 of the 100-year rebuild."
Right.
I mean, Arthur A. tweets us and says, "Wizards cements the irrelevancy of another season being lost coming up."
I turned to my wife as soon as they announced that whichever team, somebody jumped into the top 4. And I was like, "Oh, we're getting screwed." And then 30 seconds later, they said, "Oh, somebody, San Antonio's jumped into the top 4. I said, "Now I know."
So the Wizards,
we are out of luck, my
friends. I mean,
think
about it. The Spurs, not that the, who knows who the Spurs are going to get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the number 2 pick is always a superstar. But they already have 2 superstars. Dallas has essentially 2 superstars. And now they're going to add another one.
Right.
With Cooper Flagg.
Who are the two superstars in San Antonio?
Well, didn't they make the trade for Fox?
Oh, yes, De'Aaron Fox.
Maybe he's not a superstar, but he's an all-star.
Yeah. Castle won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
and Castle.
They have a good base.
They've got a great base, and now you're going to add the number 2 pick?
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens.
Well, the number 6 pick, here's a little history for you.
Okay.
The last time the Wizards had the number 6 pick.
I don't love history.
Was 2011.
I don't think I'm gonna love this Wizards history.
And they took Jan Vesely. You liked his highlight reel. Remember that?
I like that they drafted an athlete.
I'm going to see who they passed that year on that year to take Vesely.
Well, probably not anybody good because...
No, there's definitely at least one.
You might have one, but here's your last... I'll go all the way back to Jan Vesely. Last year, the number 6 pick, some guy named Tidjane Saloon for the Hornets. I saw that he maybe scored 8 points a game.
I've never heard that
name before.
The year
before that, Anthony Black from Magic. The year before that, Benedict Mathurin from the Pacers. All right, he's playing for the Pacers right now in the playoffs. Josh Giddey from the Thunder. Now he's with Chicago. He's an okay player. Onyeka Okungwu. Jarrett Culver. Mo Bamba. Jonathan Isaac. Buddy Hield. Willie Cauley-Stein. Marcus Smart. Nerlens Noel. Out of the last 25, the only guy that I see that is really any good at the number 6 pick, Damian Lillard. I guess you could throw in Brandon Roy, too. He was good.
Marcus Smart has had an impactful NBA career.
He's mostly been a bench player.
Yeah, but he's impactful in the playoffs. And
I'm not saying he's not a decent role player, but I think that you would want somebody that's going to change your franchise, somebody that's beyond
not
a bench
six.
Player.
You're not going to get that, though. You have to be lucky.
It's sad.
Yeah.
You're going to get a role player. You're probably going to get a role player.
I wonder if it makes the fan base question the approach, because I know people want to complain that it's rigged. I don't believe it's rigged. It's just bad luck and kind of the numbers. We said going in, the likely spot for them, the most likely was 5. They ended up with 6. So it's not even that far off from what they were most likely to get.
No, most likely was top 4.
I thought Cake said 5, or JP said 5 yesterday.
No, individual pick, the most likely was number 5, but what he's saying, in the top 4 was what, combined 52%.
Over 52% chance to land a top 4 pick. And they stubbed their toe, and they pick 6 now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just think that they should get rid of the lottery. Worst record gets the number 1 pick, just like in the NFL. There's too many lotteries.
Let's go back to the good old
days. Too many lotteries. Hockey has it. Baseball has it.
Yeah.
Basketball has it. It's a joke.
All right, well, the lottery should maybe just be the bottom, let's say, 3 or 4 teams. Because the whole reason they did the lottery is they don't want teams tanking. So let's say
they do it anyway.
Yeah. You're right. They actually
they do it anyway.
All right, let's go to some audio we have of Bub Carrington, who he's stumping for the Wiz to take at number 6 overall.
Who should be the 6? I don't know if I reserve those for myself, but I just know my Baltimore buddy, I think he should come home.
He's talking about Derek Queen.
Derek Queen, I see they have him like 12 on NBA draft.net's board. I mean,
who do they have at 6?
Jeremiah Fears.
Jeremiah Fears.
Oh, mine has Trey Johnson. I don't know why mine's different.
Yeah.
This is from April. I guess it's not updated.
Poor Utah. According to this draft, they're going to get the wrong white dude from Con Knupel.
He can knock down 5 threes.
Yeah, he can shoot. I don't know. It's just depressing. To me, it reiterates why I hate tanking. This is an endless odyssey. I don't see an end in sight. I'd rather just compete, try to win, and make some trades, pick up some free agents. I just think the tanking bit is just it's stupid.
I know everyone's all sad about the lottery, but is no one size for Derek Queen?
I think he'd be a good role player. I don't think he's going to be a stud.
You want to pick him at 6?
I mean, if he has a great combine, he could definitely shoot up the draft.
If I'm Will Dawkins, I'm going to try to trade back at least 4 or 5 picks.
The problem with Derek Queen, and maybe he's going to prove to be really, really good in the NBA, is he doesn't have like the NBA explosiveness.
He almost seems like he has heavy feet.
I'm guessing that Will Dawkins is going to take another Frenchman.
I wouldn't doubt it.
He does.
I'm psyched for Queen. I'm all in. Mm-hmm. I'm all in. If they draft Derek Queen, I'm butt sized.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone. Some people want to chime in.
I'll bet that they draft a Frenchman.
I'd rather them probably draft Queen than some other dude I've never heard of.
There was a lot of anger from Wizards fans who believe that the NBA draft lottery is rigged, that they got screwed. And I do think there are some people that now are like, well, what are we tanking for?
Yeah, big waste. Big waste of time.
Well, Dallas had a 1.8% chance of getting Flag.
Mm-hmm.
98.2% chance of not getting him.
What a joke that is.
I mean, I don't know if it's rigged or not. We have no idea how the numbers are working. We don't know what they're doing back there. But 1.8?
I still know why they would hook Dallas versus, you know, the 76ers.
By the way,
I don't know, because they got a couple superstars. You talked about the ownership. I don't know.
I need more transparency than some guy in a $5,000 suit walking out with a stack of envelopes when they're saying, well, we've run all the ping pong balls behind closed doors. This guy's the only guy in the whole building that knows the result of the envelopes.
Well, supposedly,
I want to see those numbers being
supposedly done. When they do it behind the scenes and they've had like journalists back there observing and documenting it, they say it's definitely not good television.
Yeah.
But, I don't care.
Because you got to take out so many balls.
I don't care if it's bad television.
It's just,
who cares?
It's like, I want to see painstaking.
You want it to be like Keno where he can look at the screen.
It. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Eric, let's sneak in a couple phone calls.
All right, real quick. Eric, you might be right. Maybe it's not rigged. We have no idea how they do the numbers. Mm-hmm. But when the Mavericks have a 1.8% chance of getting it and they do get it, everyone thinks it's rigged.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. What was your reaction when you saw multiple teams leapfrog the Wizards and push them down the NBA draft lottery board last night? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call 4 Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.